the Novos.
To wake you up.
We need to go to a place where we can dance on tables.
I was on the phone to you 2 minutes beforehand.
Propositioning you, Mick.
You know what? Not. You have to work every Saturday for the rest of your life.
New FM, the Novos, across the Hunter and Newcastle. And the mics are on.
Oh, good morning.
Good morning. Happy birthday.
Oh, thanks, guys. Yeah. Happy birthday, Krubo.
Thank you very much.
35, you've hit the mid-30s. Yeah. How does it feel? It any different great. To yesterday?
Absolutely not. No. But it's good to be here and lovely balloons everywhere.
Yes.
I feel excited and welcomed.
It's great. As long as you got the surprise when you walked in.
Oh,
that's the
definitely
main thing.
Did.
Meg's at, like, peak happiness right now. Like,
birthdays make me happy. Other people's birthdays actually make me happy.
This is birthday porn for Meg. Yeah. Look at her.
Look at the grin on her face.
Hey.
Can't wipe it off.
But we did like a pre-birthday dinner for you last night.
Yeah, I called you, Maddie. What's wrong with your phone?
Oh, Meg. I don't know. I've changed my number again. Did I give you the
number?
Oh, yeah, there you go. That's why.
That's probably what it is.
Contact me on Facebook.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Next time.
I thought you might have called him and it didn't work. And I'm like, what?
No, I've called.
I don't call your numbers ever. I only call you on Facebook.
I don't even think I've saved to my phone.
Thanks.
No, it's not. I don't have a lot of people saved to my phone.
I have three. At least three numbers for you. So this will be number four, number five.
You know, Hamish that used to work on the show.
Yeah.
I never had his number the whole time he was here.
Wow.
For how many years?
Like 3 years.
You're always like, hey, what's his number again? You give him a call.
What are you doing today? Anything special?
Nothing
did
today,
Emmy
mate.
Buy you anything?
Yeah, some nice clothes, which is good.
Oh, cute.
Nice little online order situation.
Doesn't it suck? Yeah, clothes.
No, I love it.
Oh, I was pretty happy, because I keep meaning to go out and I just haven't had time, so I was stoked.
How good. Well, happy birthday.
You know you start to get old when people buy you clothes and you're like, yes.
Oh, I guess so. Mid-30s now.
When you're a teenager, it's the worst. Because your family never get you anything you actually would wear.
Socks and undies.
They never pick good stuff. No, this is good stuff. I was happy.
Oh, happy days. Jess, good morning.
Morning.
Hello, how are you?
Good, you know.
Big day of press conferences yesterday. You were out and about.
It's just something every day, at least.
Where did you go yesterday? Like, what?
Because we saw you on the hop straight away, jumping in the new FM vehicle.
Do you know what was really interesting? I noticed on your story on Instagram last night, you had a selfie with these people. Who were they? And you were like, I never take selfies at presses, but today I'm going to.
Who were those people?
It was Tim Zhu and his brother.
Oh, the boxers.
The boxers, yeah.
Oh, yeah, you could have a fan of Tim Zhu.
It's a bit, you know.
What a,
you know, right?
There's a bit of blush on your cheeks there, Jess.
What features of Tim Zhu's is your favourite?
It's his brain, clearly.
Obviously,
yeah.
How did Morgan feel about that?
Whatever.
Oh, it's for work, Morgan. It's fine.
Exactly.
I'm a professional.
Jackson, good morning.
Good morning. How are you? I'm very tired today. I said to Jess, I got into bed so early last night, but I just had FOMO, so I kept sending people videos, including Jess.
And listeners calling you at close to midnight. Not acceptable. Don't call Jackson at midnight.
It's a fun life. But yeah, I need to get it. I've given Jess a mission today to remind me to get into bed early.
And nap when you want to nap. Just nap. It's not bad.
That's an insight into mine and Jess's relationship.
Jess convincing you to nap.
And to get to bed early.
Like a long-distance married couple.
Yeah. You guys are quite cute together. If you would make a cute couple, I think.
I think so too.
Are we shipping them, are we?
In an alternate universe, we're
That's
together.
Right.
Jackson is into women sometimes, Jess. He does say he would, like, ditch being gay for Lana Del Rey.
Look, change your last name to Kardashian and see what happens.
That also sounds like a political slogan. Like, if I was to run, ditch being gay for Lana Del Rey.
Hey, our lads versus lasses.
Yeah, sure is. Our ultimate battle of the sexes game. Scores are tied right now, 34 apiece. $50 voucher up for grabs for Gamble & Brown at Katara Home Centre. They just celebrated their 6th birthday with a new menu and all the old favourites from the deli available daily. We need a guy and a girl right now, 13, 10, and 9. Get the point for your team, my friend.
And get free food and coffee,
yeah,
basically.
Even better.
The Novos.
Lads versus Lasses.
I reckon you'd be great at twerking.
I haven't tried it before. I feel and
the way you were moving your bottom there was quite interesting.
Yeah, hey, don't doubt my moves.
No one's doubting your moves at all. We're literally saying that you'd be great.
You might move slow, but when you're stationary, you can move.
Exactly. It's one of my skills.
Someone is going to walk away with the win today. 34 points apiece for Lads versus Lasses. Mm-hmm. A guy and a girl on the phone right now. Someone's going to walk away with a $50 gambling brown voucher, which is amazing. Not to mention the point to put your team in the lead.
This is great. Very Come exciting. On, guys. We need the best. And let's start with Elise.
You said the best. All right, good. Elise.
Oh, okay. Yeah. All right. I see what you're doing there.
Yeah.
It's Elise from Maitland. Works at a call centre. Is a new mum and has only been back for 3 weeks and loves her Vegemite on toast. You live a wild life, Elise, don't you?
Oh, don't I?
Hey, with the new kid, how have things been going?
Oh, yeah. It's hard every day, but, the tears don't last every day now.
That's good. You're making it happen. Good on you. Well, let's get into your questions. Hopefully win you a point. Hopefully win you a voucher. Question number one for you. What is James Bond's signature car brand, like the one he's most famous for driving?
Oh.
You know it. You've seen it in the films.
Well, I'm just
going to
go Mercedes. I
know it is. No, it's Aston Martin. He's always got the DB5 or the DB9 sponsorship. All right, number two. Troweled finish, broom finish, and exposed aggregate are all types of what?
Can you repeat that, sorry?
Sure can. Troweled finish, broom finish, and exposed aggregate are all types of what?
A driveway?
Pretty much.
We'll give it
to you. It's concrete finishes. I'll give you that. All right. Number three. This one's multiple choice. What is the brand Janus Electric known for making? Now, they've been in the news a lot. That's a hint. Is it A, electric trucks where you can swap out the batteries and keep driving? Is it B, vibrating massages or massagers, or is it C, drones for fishing?
Go with A.
That is correct. Oh, two out of three.
How good.
Solid effort. Good job.
Excellent work.
Taking on Elise is our lad today. His name is Brad from Lake Mac. His dream car is a Lambo. Would love to go on MasterChef. Now, if he had to buy you, Crevo, a birthday present, it would be a new car. Big spender. Here he is, Brad. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you guys?
Good, mate. How are you?
I'm good, thank you.
What colour Lambo would you go for? You got the money in your account now. Go buy the Lambo. What colour?
It'd have to be black.
Black.
Oh, I'd go yellow. I don't know why. Lambo and a yellow. Yellow Lambo.
Do you know, funnily enough, I was driving home yesterday and a Lambo was in front of me. Isn't it funny when you drive a shit car how nervous you get around a super expensive car like a Lambo?
Well, because you've got your third-party insurance,
you just drop back a bit.
Oh, yeah.
I don't even want to get close to that thing.
I don't need that. Hey, Brad, you need all three for the instant win today, man. Let's hope you've got this. Question number one.
Okay.
In netball, the position GD stands for what?
Goal defense.
Yes.
Yes, it does.
Question two. The brand Kune are known for making what? K-E-U-N-E.
Never heard of this.
Kune. It'd have to be clothing.
No.
I guess
hair not. Hair care products. Okay. If you get this right, we're going to a tiebreaker coin toss. The facial treatment that uses a device with a crystal or diamond tip is called what?
Crystal or diamond tip.
Yeah, the facial treatment. What was it?
What's it called? Well, sorry, the tool you use.
Yeah, but what's like the...
Treatment
called?
Hair removal.
Nah, microdermabrasion.
Sorry. Never would have gotten that.
Ladies win.
Lasses beautiful. On the move.
Yay! Awesome.
Yeah. Thanks, Elise.
Get yourself some coffee.
Don't be too
beautiful
excited.
Beautiful stuff from Gambling Brown.
Did you know the microdermabrasion question, Elise?
Sorry, no, I didn't.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Man, I love the ladies don't even know.
Yeah. I love microdermabrasion.
Yeah, they love it, but they don't know what the tool's made of.
Yeah.
God. Anyway, lads versus lasses. Lads versus lasses. I was going to say.
It's done for another day.
Yeah, sure is.
We can repeat it if you
want. A round of love it or loathe it up next. Get your thoughts on today's daily topics. Do it in a minute.
Love it or loathe it. Loathe it.
Yeah, my turn to get your thoughts on the daily topics. And this one, who would have thought at this time we would talk about Netflix? Because they are on the rocks. Love it or loathe it around the
town. 3, 2, 1, go!
Love it.
Still into it?
Yeah.
I still do. Yeah, I love Netflix. Do you know what, though? It's almost like a dud route. You go out. You know, on the weekend, you find this really hot person, and then it just fails at the end. Every time I go on there, I'm like, oh, there's nothing I really want to
watch.
Well,
you do find something, and they're really just not that interesting when you get into it.
Well, the last thing I really used Netflix for was Squid Games.
Yeah.
And I didn't even watch that.
See, I watch, I think, Big Mouth is what I use, and maybe Brooklyn Nine-Nine. That's about it.
See, I was thinking about it. I don't... Because there's this news out, right, that they've lost $54 billion has been wiped off the market value, right? It's a big, like, plummet in the stock price, almost a quarter.
Yeah, like, what's caused it?
Well, it's the loss of subscribers. So they've had to, like, release this information. Being a publicly traded company, there's certain information they have to release, right? And they've dropped 200,000 subscribers. And the problem with that is not the total, because they've still got a lot, right? Yeah. But it's the trend. So for a long time, they've been going up, up, up. And then for them to suddenly drop, it shows that the brand isn't as shiny anymore.
I think as well, a lot of the 2 months ago, they announced that you were no longer allowed to share accounts. Mm. I think it was in Brazil.
They're cracking down on password sharing.
They're cracking down on password sharing. So people are just like, well, I'll go somewhere else.
Yeah.
Or they'll just torrent.
Who's torrenting now?
I know so many people.
It's so illegal.
Yeah, well, that's true, but a lot of people do still.
You make a lot of jokes about torrenting, Meg, I've noticed. Do you torrent?
I'm not good enough for that. I'm not talented enough for that.
You got to be talented.
Do you know what? Around the team, though, what's your most used subscription service? Mine is Binge now.
I think mine would be Stan now.
Yeah, what about you, Meg?
The Foxtel one.
Binge.
No, actual Foxtel.
Oh, Foxtel now.
Yeah.
Yeah,
see, Netflix not even there.
Well,
in the mix, I've still got it, but I can't Binge remember the last thing I watched on it.
Binge has a better variety of like different movies and TV shows.
Yeah,
And it's all like the HBO Max content from the States.
Yeah,
and that is quality.
It's quality. Like you get quality gear on there. Mm. So yeah.
See, I just use it to watch Sex and the City. To be fair. That's pretty much
do you watch that show, dude?
Never watched in my entire life. But it's one of the only streaming services that have it.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, so that's pretty much why.
I was going to say, do you have the DVD box sets?
I don't, actually.
See?
No.
That's a surprise.
I don't have a DVD player.
Yeah.
So that's probably why.
That's me why. Yeah, hey, Netflix on the out.
Look, all it will take is another season of Squid Game.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
And they'll be back.
Pump that stuff out.
Do another thing of Game of Thrones or something. Chuck it on Netflix. There you go.
Jeez.
Well, there's a Game of Thrones prequel series coming, so they've got some good content
that'll be Foxtel or Binge, most likely.
Oh, yeah, true.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, they're screwed.
Yeah, they're
sorry,
in trouble.
Netflix.
There you go.
On the out. Who knew? Who would have guessed even a year ago that they'd be on the
rocks?
But
out of the team, who actually pays for a Netflix subscription? Do you?
Right, yeah, I still pay.
See,
I
use someone else's. I know Jess in the newsroom said earlier that she uses someone else's, I believe.
I don't know.
We're all customers.
Not really.
Not consumers.
Not paying.
Consumers of Netflix, not necessarily customers.
Do you know what? They do need to crack down on that. Because it clearly is, like, screwing them up.
It's still making money.
Like, one account is servicing sometimes five people.
It's a family, a big family.
We all live under the same roof. What are you talking about?
Yeah. Yep. Just live in different sides of the country.
One's in Melbourne, one's in Sydney, one's in Darwin.
Yeah, crazy. The Novos.
to wake you up. New FM, the Novos. Across the Hunter and Newcastle. And the mics are on. Now.
Yesterday after the show, we had some time to kill, so we jumped on Google Maps and we were looking at random places and just like going down the main street. You know how you click through and you can go down the streets? It's almost
zoom
like
in
you're
on
there.
Some people.
So yesterday, Jess, I need your opinion on this.
Mm-hmm.
We took a trip to Musselbrook, to Brook Street, Musselbrook.
Oh dear!
Tell me, that's the main street there, Brook Street? Yeah, because you lived there for a while, right?
Yeah.
We had a look at this, right? Not one, not two, but three people in the Google Maps images captured, no shoes on. Just like walking down the street, no shoes.
Now, strutting their stuff.
To capture three people at random with no shoes.
And
on
they
one
weren't
street.
Together.
No,
they weren't
no, no.
All separate.
That is interesting.
Having lived in Musselbrook, uh-huh. Do you find that people don't like shoes out that way?
I can't say that I really noticed.
Like, is there an RSL there where there's no rules against shoes, or what's going on?
I don't know.
Have you rocked up to Woolies with no shoes?
No, ew. I did see, if I ever saw someone with no shoes on, it was in the Woolies at Musselbrook. Don't know why. Like, ew.
In the freezer section on a hot day.
It's really
cooling the feet. Cooling down the bunions.
It's really interesting because I sometimes see you in the newsroom with no shoes on.
Yeah, but I'm inside. It's different.
Jess, I'm a little bit concerned, though. How many bugs and spiders and all that kind of crap is in that newsroom and you're not wearing shoes? Honey.
I mean, it's usually I have socks on. Like, you know, there's a barrier.
There's a thin layer.
A spider can still bite through socks.
I came in to do a random inspection yesterday to see if you had shoes on, but you had gone. But there were a pair of shoes under your desk.
I said to the newsroom,
Is she walking around this building with no shoes on? And they go, no, that's her second pair of shoes.
Okay,
like, that's good. At least you have like more than one pair.
Back up.
You've got, on average, more than average shoes at work.
Is it okay, the question here this morning, to wear no shoes in public?
Are you a no shoes bandit?
No.
And you want to call it out?
Not outside.
It happens a lot here around the beaches, especially.
It depends on where you are.
Isn't it funny how we judge people going to get, like, some bread and milk from Musselbrook Bakery wearing no shoes? We judge them, but surfer, Merryweather, no problems. Look at that surfer guy.
You don't want to drag sand. You don't want to drag sand into your car. It's a lot easier when you haven't got shoes on.
I must admit, yesterday at that press conference that I went to,
I took my shoes off.
This might be unprofessional. We're at the beach.
Were you wearing heels, though?
No.
Oh, okay. But if you're wearing heels, take them anywhere.
13:10:09, is it acceptable to wear no shoes in public? Maybe you don't like shoes. Maybe you don't like to entrap your feet.
Are you a no-shoes bandit and you're proud of it? Like Jess.
Damn
apparently.
Straight.
We'll take your calls. 13:10:09. Oh, we've got tickets to the footy as well.
Up for grabs
for our best caller today if you want to join the show. 13:10:09. Is it okay to wear no shoes in public? Or as you're calling it, Crevo, are you a no-shoe bandit? We were looking on Google Maps yesterday and we randomly ended up on Brook Street, Musselbrook. Three people. On that same street at that one time, no shoes on.
Looked like a hot summer's day
Separate people as well, not in a group.
Nope. They hadn't all just come from the beach and go out for an ice cream.
Obviously not in Musselbrook.
I don't know if there's a lovely beach around Musselbrook. Maybe Lake Liddell, but I doubt.
Maybe they went for a dip in Lake Liddell.
Maybe.
Could have.
Is it acceptable to wear no shoes in public? I think it does depend on where you are.
Yeah.
I think dashing from the beach back to the car, okay. Any other place, not acceptable.
I was about to say, though, you've never done the walk of shame with the heels in the hand, have you?
You know.
Up Derby Street, up Beaumont Street, getting a kebab.
I've just had an epiphany.
Yeah.
All right, so 9 times out of 10, going out with Meg, at the end of the night, shoes somehow go missing, and she walks home shoeless.
That happened once.
No, it's happened three times.
Once?
Three times.
Absolutely not.
three times because it sticks in my mind.
Anyway, I was like, why that's how we go to the phone.
Meg's a no-shoe bandit. Look at her.
We live and we learn. I didn't even think of that.
Let's go
three
to
three events.
Let's go wow. to Peter first up. Peter, are you a no-shoe bandit?
Sure am.
Where's the fanciest place you've ever attended without your shoes,
good
mate?
Question.
Oh, I'm not allowed outside the house if I'm with my partner.
So, like, if you're alone, where do you, like, run us through some places you'll go with no shoes on?
Anywhere I can. I've gone to the local pub to get beer. Yep. No shoes. That's as it gets, I guess.
Servo?
Yeah.
Servo, of course.
Woolies or Coles?
I've been there, yep.
Aldi?
Here's one for you. David Jones.
He's gone in there.
Been into Rebel Sport to get a pair of slides because I wasn't allowed to go.
Pair of Havaianas.
Oh, great.
Let's go to Katie. Hey, how are you?
Good morning.
Good morning. No shoes, shoes. What's the deal?
Put some bloody shoes on, guys.
You're anti no shoes bandits.
Well, look, at the very least, put some songs in your car if you need to run somewhere. But imagine if you've got athlete's foot and you're just walking around and you're scratching it on bloody door frames or, I don't know, it's disgusting.
Maybe.
I've been in Coles so many times and maybe Coles need to have some of those, you know, theatre booties that, you know, that you put over your shoes. You know, cover your feet. Don't share your fungus.
Maybe the cold feeling of the supermarket floor helps soothe the athlete's foot, I imagine.
Or the bunions, yeah.
Or the bunions.
That's Katie.
Greg the Scrappy, good morning. How are you?
Morning, neighbours.
Morning. Now,
hey, it's our birthday. Hey. Happy birthday.
Thanks, man. Now, I've got to ask, as a birthday boy, I can ask you this. Are you a no-shoes bandit, or do you reckon people need to get their shoes on?
Oh, no. Take your shoes off. Go barefoot once in a while.
It's good for you?
Yeah. It's beauty. How do you say it?
Good question.
I can't even say it now.
What kind of places do you go without shoes, Greg?
Everywhere. Grass, concrete.
Supermarket.
It's cold in the supermarket.
Can I ask, though, like, really Greg, cold. Do you have a nice pedicure going on? Like nice manicured nails and toes and whatnot?
Oh, yeah. All my feet are straight and a little bit bent in, so I must have been tormented with tight shoes when I was a baby.
Probably
were.
I knew this bloke and his toe bent outwards, and they used to call him Catfish. How do you get catfish out of a bent toe, man?
I don't know, because it's like the head of the fish looking away.
Thanks, Greg.
Always a pleasure.
Free the foot.
So, two out of three there. Take your shoes off.
Be proud.
I will.
Be proud, girl.
Megan,
I don't
Jess.
Know where this third thing comes. I know the first one. I don't know the other two, though.
Maybe two. I'll take one off. It's definitely more than
one. We'll discuss this off air and we'll discuss the
list. Remember the night we're in Mayfield?
I know Mardi Gras.
No, Mayfield? And Mayfield. You know that night when we were in Mayfield?
I took my shoes off, but I was carrying
them. And you were like,
them.
Where are my shoes? Where are my shoes? And you know when we went our separate ways and walked home?
I don't remember that at all.
You're like, where are my shoes?
Two nights. And you guys haven't known each other that long.
Give me two.
I'll give you two.
What's the gossip next?
We got an update on the Obama daughters.
Do you wear no shoes, Jackson?
Never. I think it's so disgusting.
You'd hate to come out with me then.
Yes. Also, too, ASAP Rocky Rihanna rocked by another scandal.
Oh, just let him be. She's pregnant.
Let them be happy.
Well, this one they got themselves into. Well, he did anyway.
All right, details are next. The Novos.
Kim, would you stop taking pictures of yourself? Your sister's going to jail.
The Novos. I gotta testify. All the latest goss from Hollywood and around the world.
Don't wait for a reason!
Coronavirus!
But
it's not meant for everybody.
Miley, what's good?
That's why you use auto-tune and I don't.
This is the Novos.
I'm really happy for you. I'm going to let you finish.
All right, Jackson, a lot of drama surrounding ASAP Rocky and Rihanna right now, causing it themselves, though, this time.
Yeah, so they jetted off to Barbados because, of course, they had them cheating rumors, so they wanted to just smooth things over. It looked like a fun holiday. Riri's like the most beautiful pregnant woman ever. He was just jet skiing around. So jealous of them. Anyway, they touched down in LA at LAX on their private jet to be arrested, basically. ASAP Rocky's been pinned to the ground on the tarmac. Border Force and Homeland Security assisted in LAPD cuffing him. He's been linked to a 2021 shooting.
Oh.
Yes. They also raided his home by breaking down the door with a battery ram. Why don't they just ask them for the keys if they have them in custody? You have to knock down those beautiful big doors.
I think Rihanna will let him in.
Probably. So no more details have come out about that, but he is in custody at the moment, so I'm sure she's kind of, I don't know, counting her dollars to bail him out. I don't think Rihanna stresses. Do you?
No.
When you've got baby hormones going through and your partner's been arrested, I reckon there's some form of stress there.
There would have to be. But for them to arrest, they must have at least some evidence.
I'm just going to say, these two are so hot together.
Yeah.
Don't you think?
Not at the moment. He's on remand or whatever, isn't it?
Well, the details of the shooting are that he approached a man in the street, shot three times, and it grazed the gentleman's hand.
What's he doing?
All right, mate.
That's thug life for you, though. You know, you win some, you lose them. Not condoning it, but
no.
How stupid.
They must, as you said, they must have something. They must have some good intel to arrest him.
Again, this isn't condoning anything, but it makes him a little bit hotter. Anyway.
she does like a bad boy, doesn't she?
Yeah. Something about the bad boys, right?
Like, it's typical. Women love bad boys. Mm. They don't love the nice guy that takes you out to dinner and open the door.
And those that love the bad boys are always so shocked when it gets them into trouble. They're like, what?
Yeah.
How did this happen? Come on.
I saw none of those red flags.
Anyway, talking about the bad boys, I wonder if the Obama girls are into them because they've all grown up. Like, Michelle Obama was on the Ellen Show and she has revealed what they're getting up to lately, if my computer ever works.
They are doing well, and they are just amazing young women. 23 and 20. Women, I know.
You came here with them. They were 8 and 10.
They were babies.
And just to see the Jonas Brothers.
Now they're bringing grown men home. Before it was just pop band. Now they have boyfriends and real lives and all that stuff.
Can you imagine taking, like, your boyfriend home to the Obama
house?
Hey,
this is my dad, Barack Obama.
Intimidating for any guy.
Also, do you find it weird that she just, like, sort of outed her daughters on it, like, worldwide TV?
Bringing the boys home.
Guys home, left, right, and center. Okay.
Do you know what I think? I think meeting Obama would be okay. What would be off-putting for me is having the Secret Service who follow those girls everywhere.
Yeah. You're
just
right.
Tailing your dates.
Yep.
You could never make a move.
No.
Would anyone be excited?
You're getting too close. Separate them, please.
Would anyone be excited about meeting Michelle Obama?
Mm. I actually would. Yeah. I think she's great.
Yeah, she's I think I'd prefer to meet Barack Obama.
I like the Obamas.
I'd prefer Barack, and I feel like Michelle's kind of annoying. That's why they just put her over on the left with the fat kids in the presidency. Do you know what I mean? She was like, look after the fat kids of America. Don't annoy us. I feel like that's the Obama vibe.
You know, her book sold more than Barack Obama's book.
What?
That doesn't surprise me.
She went out there and made all her friends.
You know why? Girl power. That's why.
What's with the Michelle Obama hate?
Yeah, well, how come you're off her?
Just something about it. I don't know.
Is it that she went on Ellen? I know you don't like Ellen.
Probably. There's a linkage there. There's a linkage there.
So what if Barack went on to Ellen?
Well, he's too sensible.
He's going on to the Kelly Clarkson show. Sorry, forgot.
You go on Ellen DeGeneres' show, you ain't no friend of mine.
You're off. Especially now. There's no excuse now.
Well, also, too, I'm going to ask the question again. I know they say this all the time, but when is she actually ending?
I know. It just keeps going and going and going.
Is she actually not leaving? She's just bamboozled. I'll leave, yeah, I'll leave. And then just never leaves.
He never goes. Extends the season 25 years.
Oh, my God. The long, yeah. And welcome to the longest season of all time. It's my final season.
Like, she's also so over it.
On stuff.
Like, she's evidently so over it. Why keep your toe in, like, the ring? Like, I just don't get
it. She's so phoning it in, hey. She
contract money.
She looks like she's had a lobotomy. She didn't laugh at her guests anymore.
Why bother?
She's got a paycheck. She's checked out. She's done.
She done.
Like
she
her
done.
Audience. The Novos.
To wake you up.
And with copy and paste back in the day. Did you guys know that?
Still wear those black skinnies that are way too tight.
My concern is these things normally get sold on infomercials at 2 o'clock in the morning. You should be in bed.
Let's go. New FM. The Novos. Across the Hunter and Newcastle. And the mics are on. Now.
So, I only have, including today's show, 6 shows left before I leave.
So few shows, Maddie.
I know. So, look, what I thought I would do is introduce a new segment for the 6 days only. And it's basically all of the ideas that I've pitched over the years that have been rejected by the team. I've always believed in them, but for some reason or another, nobody wanted to do them. So they went on the back burner. Now, what I've got in here is a wheel. Now, on this wheel is 10 ideas. Right? Ideas that never made it off the cutting room floor.
Okay, interesting.
I want to do one of these segments every day until I go.
These are not great segments, by the way. Like, there's a reason they never left the cutting room floor.
A good reason.
Stay on the floor.
We're going to do one randomly. So each day we'll spin the wheel. Whatever it lands on, that's the segment that we're doing, and you guys can't stop me.
Well, we can't because you're pressing the buttons.
Actually, but, you know.
We're going to indulge you.
We can just talk over him or something.
Let's do it.
We won't do that.
Round and round it goes. What are we talking about here on the show?
UFOs, as per usual?
Yes! Crevo's most hated segment ever, banned from the show forever.
Oh, I can't believe this.
Up next here, we are opening up the lines. 13-10-09, tomato sauce. Does it belong in the fridge or the cupboard?
You do realise.
Happy birthday,
so,
brother.
So, guess what? I know you've already signed the contract at this other place. They'll probably tear it up. If this is the content you want to bring to the table at your new job.
If this gets leaked to your new
job. If this gets leaked to your employer, you're screwed.
13-10-09, tomato sauce.
Should we send this to them? So yes.
Does it belong in the fridge or the cupboard? You guys have to do it now. All right, Meg, where do you think it belongs? Come on. Fridge or cupboard?
Cupboard.
I'm
done.
Are you a cupboard girl?
Yeah, I'm a cupboard girl.
You put the tomato sauce in the cupboard.
I put the tomato sauce in the cupboard.
This is giving me so much pleasure. Crevo, tomato sauce, does it belong in the fridge or the cupboard?
I don't even want it.
You know, I really only put this one on the wheel to really piss you off.
Fridge.
And it's the first one.
Fridge. You've got to keep it in the fridge,
I want to argue, but I genuinely don't care.
You're a bit weird if you're putting it in the cupboard. Don't you even worry that it'll fester?
Shut up.
In that plastic bottle?
In the
Do you
heat?
Have to be so rude? Jeez. The lines are open. 13-10-09. Let's settle this
debate.
There's
already someone calling. Come
on. Once and for all.
Indulge, Maddie. In his indulgence.
Let him have this one, and then we'll smash the wheel tomorrow so we can't do it again.
We'll put you in the drawer for the football tickets as well.
Yeah. The
Novos. What we're doing here on this show before I go, I've got 6 shows left, is I've opened up the vault, the cutting room floor. I've sweeped all the content up that didn't make it on the show across all the years I've been on this show.
For good reason.
This is my, and I want to make this abundantly clear, this is my least favourite topic in radio history.
The thing is, right,
I cannot
stand it. In radio, a little peek behind the curtain here. The way we plan the show is that no idea is a bad idea.
Except this one.
And the rest of the stuff on that board.
I don't need your criticism, Meg. You can shove it. 13-10-09 this morning.
Why? The
Crevo's,
one you're kicking today is because it's his birthday.
Crevo's most hated segment. That's the only reason I put this up, because I think it's a shocking piece of content. This is like the lowest. If you're doing this on a show, like, seriously, this is a joke. Seriously, you shouldn't be doing it.
Shouldn't be in radio.
131009, tomato sauce, fridge or cupboard. It's the age-old debate that just never seems to get solved.
And never, and because now it doesn't matter.
We're going to do it today.
You know what? Can we just go to the phones, get this over and done with, and get on to the real content? Hey, Robbie, how you going?
Good morning, guys.
Good morning. All right.
How you feeling, Robbie? What's going on?
Question.
What's going on? I've been coroned.
Oh, no.
No.
You got the Rona.
I got the Rona.
Oh, are you feeling okay?
I am now. Monday, Tuesday, I felt like crap.
Bloody hell. Look after yourself, but more importantly, Robbie, tomato sauce, fridge or cupboard?
Fridge.
In the fridge, okay, good. One vote for the fridge. Into that. Thank you, Robbie. Thank you for your input.
Okay.
You know what? I refuse to ask this question, so you're going to have to ask every caller this question.
Meg, get off your content high horse.
No!
Look at her. You think Queen Elizabeth of radio has just walked in. Sometimes you've got to talk about this stuff. Trish is up next. Good morning.
Hi, Maddie. How are you?
Hey, good, Trish. How are you?
Oh, I'm good, thank you.
Tomato sauce. Oh, tomato sauce.
My daughter's got it, but I haven't got it, thank goodness.
Oh, no, good, fridge. Good. Fridge, you got to keep fridge. It in the fridge, another one?
Yep. Oh,
beautiful.
There's a fascinating insight into your life.
Our producer actually just told us, Jackson, Trish, that you've sung a song for Crevo for his birthday.
It's on Jackson's phone.
Oh, he can't seem to pull it off. What did you just sing him happy birthday?
Yeah, I'll put a few extra twists in there with it.
Do you want to do a live performance now?
Do I?
Yeah. Just sing it to him now.
Hey, happy birthday to Crevo. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to Millionaire Mark.
Aye.
Money, 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 money. Happy birthday to you. Beep, beep,
hooray.
Good on you, Trish.
What an honour. That's all I can say.
Matt's up next. Fridge or cupboard, Matty?
Definitely in the fridge.
Yeah, there we go. Clean sweep.
Do you feel strongly about it, Matt?
It's quite funny that you started talking about it because I had some friends over for dinner last night.
Yeah.
And when we came back to clean the table, a friend had already taken the sauce off the table and put it in the cupboard.
Yeah. You're like, no.
Yeah, when I went to look for the sauce again in the fridge, I went, where's the sauce? They're like, in the cupboard. I went, no. So it started a little bit of banter in the house and started the argument of where it belongs.
There you go. So relatable.
Don't you agree with me, Matt? Like, these are real conversations that happen around dinner tables every single night.
100%.
There we go.
So who wants warm sauce anyway?
Yeah, exactly. Something.
I'm not getting into it.
There's something really nice about like cold sauce on a hot steak. I don't know what it is. It gets your senses going.
Don't put tomato sauce on a steak.
What?
I don't care.
Tomato sauce goes on everything.
It does.
Not a steak. Oh, you two can just. You're on an island.
It's a Matt thing.
You're on an island.
You just don't get it. Thanks, man.
I can't believe it.
So when we're at a pub and you put sauce all over like a New York strip or something, it's a Matt thing.
Sickening. Absolutely sickening. That's what I'll say to that.
Well, we have solved it. I can leave this job now knowing that
it's
tomato
fridge.
Sauce belongs in the fridge and not in the cupboard.
Yep.
Next time you come over, you're going to get a real rude shock.
I'll bring my own tomato sauce.
You're from the fridge.
Refrigerator.
I'll get a little Master Food squeezy packs.
All over the steak.
Yeah.
God.
Hey, we've got some chick from The Voice up next.
Oh, how
she
exciting is this?
She is killing it, actually.
This is amazing. So
on The Voice last night, Kaylee Bell.
Yeah, so she's a country pop artist, originally from a little town in New Zealand, but she's making it big. She made it big in New Zealand, and now she's making it big here on
From
The Voice.
What I could see off socials last night, because I didn't get a chance to watch it because we were out for dinner, she got blocked by Jess for Keith.
Ooh, so it's a bit.
I think that's what went down. So
a
obviously
scandal as well.
She's a country music singer, and she got blocked from Keith Urban.
Jeez, you got to be strategic in that game, don't you?
Well, her single, Keith, written as a tribute to Keith Urban, was the number one song on the New Zealand official music chart. It also charted on US radio.
Have you guys heard that song yet?
I haven't heard it yet.
Oh, I haven't heard it yet. Well, we'll rely on your good information.
We'll chat to her next. Big night on The Voice last night. It is back for a brand new season on Channel 7. It continues. Now, last night, great moment on the show. Mm. There was an artist on there at the end. Her name's Kaylee Bell. Now, she's from New Zealand originally, but I thought this was great. She's released a song. It's almost like it's an original song, but it's a tribute to Keith Urban, who's on the show.
Which, quite unusual, right?
I get the Taylor Swift vibes when she did Tim McGraw. She did a song called Tim McGraw, I think, for him.
Yeah. I've got some...
I kind of prefer this a little bit more.
I've got some audio from the show. Here it is. Yeah, so apparently Jess Mowboy blocked Keith, who wanted Kaylee. Kaylee, you must be hating on Jess Mowboy today. Good morning.
Good morning, team. It was a brutal blow.
Well, obviously going on the show, singing that song, you must have had it in your mind that you wanted Keith as your coach, right?
Absolutely. I was pretty kind of narrow-minded in that sort of, want. But I feel like I was very much blindsided. It was quite stressful then having to rethink what am I doing and where would I actually best fit, and it was a lot.
Have you had a chance to think about what Jess could offer you that Keith maybe couldn't?
I mean, I think all the judges would have been great. I love them all. I love all their music, and Jess particularly is an incredible vocalist. Being a female in the industry, I think is just really awesome to get that perspective. It's going to be a lot of, hopefully, I think we'll probably find a lot in common, to be honest, and I think I've got a lot of learning to do from Jess, which is going to be a lot of fun.
Now, I've been reading up a bit about you here because we've been sent some information. You've already won a bunch of, awards and stuff back in New Zealand. Was it super easy to get on? Did you just phone up The Voice and go, hey, can I have a go? Or...
Yeah, have you not tried it?
No, I haven't, actually. I haven't tried it.
It's actually funny because I first auditioned 10 years ago. I was living in Bathurst, and yeah. I remember I took the train into Sydney, and I've kind of just wanted to do it ever since, and the stars have never really aligned. So, finally just cool to get up there and have a crack, you know.
How did all of this start for you? You obviously love music, you live and breathe it, and you love country music, but you are very, very well accomplished, and you've had some decent recognition over in the States. What started your love of music?
Yeah, I actually started singing when I was 4, my brother and sister were really into country music and playing Talent Quest around New Zealand, and so I feel like I kind of got dragged into it, but... I really loved it. From a really young age, music, particularly country music, really affected me, and I loved songs and listening to American females particularly, and I was obsessed with, reading the CD covers and finding out who wrote things. And so my obsession with Nashville started from a really young age through artists like Leanne Rimes, Jody Messina, just some really sort of the OGs of the 90s country.
Yeah, of course.
It just never really stopped, to be honest.
Did you see the other day the performance of Shania and Harry at Coachella? What did you think of that? How good was it?
Yeah. Those are the moments that you're why wasn't I there? Imagine being there.
It's amazing stuff. Well, hey, look, thanks for coming on. If people want to follow your journey, what's your Instagram?
Yeah, sure. It's just Kaylee Bell Music for everything, really.
Yeah, nice.
I run everything myself, so I love hearing from people, and I love... writing back. So, love to hear from you.
You're really talented. Good luck with everything.
Good luck indeed.
Thank you so much. Can't wait to see more of you on The Voice.
No worries.
Very
interesting. Thank you.
Very interesting.
Oh, good job. Thanks, Kaylee. Thanks for your time. She's nice.
Beautiful.
Yeah, lovely. Lovely to
doing
drop
big
in.
Things. She's going
to
be doing big things in the future.
No doubt. 100%. Already got a swag full of awards and stuff. Already huge.
Most streamed country music female in Australasia at the moment on Spotify.
Wow.
You can't believe it. Huge.
To wake you up. New FM, the Novos. Across the 100.
Hunter in Newcastle. And the mics are on now.
It is the one and only Millionaire Mark's birthday today. Happy birthday.
Oh, thank you, guys.
Oh, you're not going to do the whole song?
No.
That's enough of that.
What do you mean? Meg's got a beautiful voice.
I sing when I've had many vodkas, and I have not had enough vodkas this morning. So,
plus, also, let's not forget, Trish already sang.
Oh, that's true. I can't outshine Trish.
Like, no,
absolutely not.
No one was expecting that.
No.
Nobody.
That was beautiful.
That's quite the present. We've got a treat for you. Meg's put together something very cute. Did you want to go
I'll head outside.
Head
actually.
Outside. Bring it in. Close your eyes, Krovo. Right, don't ruin it for yourself. You probably already looked at what she's saying.
I haven't. I'm not a surprise ruining guy. I like a surprise. You know that.
All right, hang on. I'm going to open the door for us, so just...
eyes are completely
keep
closed.
The conversation going.
You could stick your root finger up at me and I would have no idea.
I just did.
Yeah, and I had no idea, and that was a guess. That was a guess of what you'd do. All right, I hear...
Yeah.
I hear two people entering. I hear various movement. And I see nothing still. I hear some clinking and clanking going on in the background. I nervously await what's going on. I don't. This is a big surprise.
Wait a minute.
Oh, there's a bit of squealing and squirming happening. Let me.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Happy birthday.
There is champagne, there is a cake, and there is a charcuterie board to end all charcuterie boards.
Now, the thing is, you said to me that you didn't really want a sweet cake, and I couldn't be bothered making a cake because my oven is like screwed. I don't have one at the moment. So you got a mini birthday cake, and I thought, what would Millionaire Mark prefer, cake or cheese and meat?
Cheese every time. And
there
look
you
how
go.
Much there is.
Open
you guys
up
are the
Moe.
Best.
Open
Absolutely.
Up the Moe, have a drink.
Have a breakfast Moe, Krovo.
Right now.
Congratulations.
Thank you very
Happy
much.
Happy birthday. Welcome to your mid-30s.
Thank you. I feel so sophisticated.
Good on you, man. Yeah. 35, it's a big deal.
It is
I
a big
I feel like
deal.
I got to blow out the candle as well.
You do.
I do that first. Make a wish.
Hey!
Okay, here
Good
we go.
Stuff.
Champagne
pop,
is
pop
getting
the champers,
ready.
Pop the champers. Come on.
Away it
oh,
goes.
Come on. Yay!
Hey! Thank you, guys. That's
you
actually
are so
lovely.
Welcome. Happy birthday.
Let me. I was trying to get the sound, but it's not working.
Nah.
Oh, here you go. Pour it again. We'll get some ASMR.
That.
I'll turn this down.
Oh, so good.
Somebody will be absolutely loving that in their car this morning.
Even better, someone else to say happy birthday to next. Well, not, we'll say happy birthday to you, NASA.
Oh, excellent. No
now,
better person.
NASA at the moment is doing a bit of online dating, apparently.
Oh,
I want to hear
good.
How this is going. We're going to get our chat to him next.
You two can bond over that.
Yes.
Oh, ah, yeah,
we
you
can swap
can
Tinder,
too.
Tinder stories.
Yeah.
Well, cheers, guys, as I drink
happy
my
birthday.
Champagne. Thank you very much.
You're
it's
welcome.
Very sweet. I'm
good job, man.
Extremely happy with this. Mate.
So good. How good's the charcuterie board? Oh, put that
best,
together
best
in 5 minutes.
The
yeah.
NASA's here. My name is NASA. I'm from season 5, and you best know me for my outspoken, outrageous comments. I'm the only person that says it how it is. It clips. Nobody's. I'm a rock star. I'm the people's celebrity. I am Mr. Reality.
Oh, there he is.
Oh, there he is. Hey, NASA.
Good morning, good morning. Now, I'm very upset Manny's leaving us.
He's coming closer to you though, Nas.
I know, so I can have coffee with him and go into Triple M and cause a riot, but I'm so upset that he's leaving the Dream Team. He's leaving the Dream Team.
He's leaving the
I
Dream
know,
Team. We've told
know.
Him this time and time again, but you know what? It's we're happy for him.
Yeah, no, I'm happy for him too.
Thanks, we've got him for the next six days.
We can hang out and have a piccolo latte in Surrey Hills before I start work every day now.
Listen,
so, look at
I will be pick. I will be doing piccolos with you every chance I have.
And I'll jump on. You can come pick me up. I'll jump on the back of the scooter, the moped with you. Beep, beep. If,
yeah.
Off we go.
And you guys
I
can.
I would love to. It would be so lovely. And I tell you what, I think it's good that you're doing it. You'll learn a lot and you're going to be fantastic.
Yeah,
just throwing it out there, since you're both in Sydney, can we expect a Maddie NASA podcast?
Maybe.
You know what? Maddie, that wouldn't be a bad idea. That would not be a bad idea, because I tell you now, Triple M needs someone like you. They really do.
Hey, you can't get mentioned in the
NAS. So the two of you, imagine that, the two of you on a Sunday morning sucking down piccolos. What more do you want?
Mate, what, exactly. What more can you ask for? The Dream Team. We're going to call ourselves the Dream Team.
Yeah.
No. And we're going to, we'll attack the issues head on. We'll attack the issues head on.
Well, Nats, I've got big plans to come down and see Maddie fair bit, but the thing is, I might have to see you as well, because rumour has it you started online dating. Is that correct?
I did. Oh, my God. Guys, I tell you, and I think we should do this reporting on this weekly. I started it on Sunday, and within 24 hours, not even 24 hours, 39 messages.
Oh, I've had. You, and Mr. Popular.
I couldn't get back to everybody, but let me tell you this, right? Let me give you some tips. What from my experience, I've never done internet dating,
yeah.
and I wanted to see what's out there. Now, a tip for the ladies that listen to your show, or any ladies, if you're going to do internet dating, there's a few things you need to understand. One, put a nice photo up. Don't put a photo that's 2 years old.
Oh, so this is advice for the ladies.
Well, I need this stuff, because I'm recently on Tinder now, so wow. I need all the help I can get.
Yeah, well, put a photo that's current, okay? Current photo, yep. Number one. Number two, when you do your bio, don't go on and on and on and on. No one reads it, okay?
See, that's funny, because I read the bios, though. I read the bios of the guys. Short, so the guys don't read the bios of the girls.
But hang on, I'll get to the guys in a minute, because okay. I had to check out my opposition here. I had to find out who's against me. So these are the things. And number three, if you're going to do an internet dating, don't say, oh, I'm in it for, I'm looking for someone that's loving, caring. We're all loving and we're all caring. Just wait till you meet the person before you decide,
yeah.
Are they loving or caring, okay? Now, guys, this is important. Put a shirt on when you take a photo. Right? Don't take a photo with no shirt on. I don't want to see your chest. I don't want to see your tattoos.
You always have your shirt unbuttoned, though, Nasser.
That's like, an unbuttoned is okay, but not a full, half nude. And the other thing is, guys, don't take photos next to any animal, right? Whether it's a horse, a donkey, a tiger, right? And the last but not least.
Hang on, we got to go back to this animal thing for a second. What is it about a donkey
that is
threatening to you, Nasser? Is it the size of its ears?
No. Because it shows that you love animals. You know what I mean? That you like animals. If you take a photo next to a lion,
I thought that's a cute thing. People say puppies get your dates.
The amount of guys I've seen on Tinder so far, I've got the photo with the puppy, or just a photo of the puppy.
Of the puppy, yes, I know. So, and the other, what about this? Don't take a photo next to a Lamborghini, a car that's like cost $100,000, because you don't own that car.
No,
you're just next to it. Taking a photo next to a car.
I do want to go back to the whole no shirt thing, because if I see a guy with no shirt and he's got lots of tattoos, to me, the tattoo thing is an absolute like seal the deal. So if they've taken their shirt off with the tattoos, it's like, oh, hello.
Maybe everyone has a different taste. but some of the tattoos are so outrageous. It feels like a kid came and drew on you, like a crayon.
Nass, tell me, to wrap things up, are you actually going to go on some dates?
Yeah, I've got 2 dates this weekend. I've already got dates lined up and everything.
Where are you taking them?
Dates. Well, one is a coffee at Coogee.
Yep.
One's a coffee at Coogee. And one is, I don't do dinner. And I don't do dinner because dinner's awkward. It's just a day thing. And one is a coffee in Surrey Hills.
Are they on the same day by any chance?
What's that?
Are they on the same day by any chance?
No. I
thought you were doing a simu date. And I'm like, oh, dear, Nass.
Oh, no. I can't deal with it. I can't. I get too tired.
Good luck on your new love journey, Nass. Navigating the crazy world of online dating.
Maybe we'll match on Tinder, Nass.
Oh.
Yeah, I hope so.
Would you go, Nass or Meg?
Look, Nass, maybe. Call me.
Oh.
I will, darling. I promise I will. You're on.
Oh, wow.
All right, guys.
See you, Nass.
Stay tuned.
Things are getting too steamy here. Too hot, if you will.
Mr. Reality himself, who can say no?
Why are you laughing, Maddie?
Meg.
Meg's looking for love. So is Nass.
Well. birthday lotto up next. I'm a bit shocked by that.
Really?
Really? I just can't picture it.
Why not?
I just
$425, Crevo. What month are we looking for?
Okay, you want to move things up?
Yeah, we
sure.
do.
All right, we're looking for anyone born in August.
Okay.
The Novos. I wish.
It's Newcastle's easiest way to win cash. I wish. And all you need is a birthday.
Thank you so much.
The Novos. Birthday. Lotto.
Yeah, your chance at $425. Let's make somebody lucky on my birthday.
I was going to say,
their birthday.
It's only appropriate you give away money on your birthday birthday
please.
Lotto.
August babies, right, is what we're after here.
Yeah. All right, let's go to our caller. It's Wendy from Madawi. She works in retail and disability. Found an orange highlighter in her bra last night and loves her fishing. Vietnam is on her bucket list. Wendy, good morning.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Yeah, we are doing good.
Highlighter in the bra. Is that the weirdest thing in the bra? Because there's weirder things you can find.
I'm always plucking things out of there, but honestly, I don't know how they fit in there. But yeah, it was in there last night.
who slipped it in, do you think?
Oh, I did.
Oh, right.
Is it a thing?
Yes, I've obviously had a rough day.
Is it a thing?
Have you now?
Where you just like maybe tidying up or something, you see it and you think, oh, I'll put that in the spot it belongs, just shove it in the bra for now.
Obviously, that's what I must have done because I've got no clue how it got there.
I used to use my bra as storage all the time.
What kind of things?
Phone, key card, keys, everything. Not anymore because I realise how gross it is.
Is it really?
It is gross. In summer, when your boobs get a bit sweaty, gross.
This time of year, it's
quite
cool.
This time of year, it's fine.
The climate is temperate.
What I'm taking from this is don't borrow Meg's phone during summer because she's a little wet.
What?
You're feeling lucky today, Wendy. It's Crevo's birthday. He's giving you all the good vibes today.
Good luck.
Come on, Crevo.
Come on,
Crevo.
He's got
me.
The birthday luck.
Putting it out there in the
He's
universe.
He's actually spinning the birthday balls today. Normally it's me.
Because I thought, come you know on, what? Crevo. Bring you the luck. Here we go. Round and round they go. All right. Where are you born? On the 22nd of August.
No!
Oh, Crevo! What about that birthday luck? Where'd you put it?
I don't know. Lost
in
it.
Your bra. Yeah. It's in your bra.
You slipped it in
don't
there.
Don't tell us. Can I guess? Was it the 18th?
Yes, it was.
Oh, my God! Are you kidding me?
No, I'm not.
Oh, my God. I did not know that.
Psychic.
I told you I'm psychic, guys.
Go find that number 18 out of there, will you?
Yeah, go find it, buddy. Go find it.
God. Can't help you.
Why is the number 18 ball on the floor? No, I'm joking, Wendy.
Joke.
Oh, thanks, Wendy. I can't believe I guessed
that. Wow. You've always said you're a bit psychic.
And you are. Yeah. That's absolute 100% proof.
Well, we're playing Celeb or Pleb next. You're going to get that, aren't you?
Oh, hopefully. We'll do it after the news at New FM. It's 8 o'clock.
The Novos.
To wake you up. Together. New FM, the Novos, across the Hunter in Newcastle, and the mics are on now.
A little bit sad. This is the second last time we'll be playing Celeb or Pleb with Maddie.
Oh, yeah.
This was your brainchild,
can
too.
Can I dole out my points?
Well, we haven't updated them yet, actually.
Okay.
So they're 8, 8, and 5.
Great. So you and I...
We're tied.
Tied.
So I need to kick your ass today, is what I'm saying.
So on the line, we do have a celebrity or a pleb. Who could it be?
We've had Shannon Knoll last week.
Good one.
Ranger Stacey. We've had... Dr. Katrina from Harry's Practice, Kate DeRouge, and then a bunch of other plebs.
Whose names we do not remember.
Names we do not remember at all. We're going to play next, though.
The Novos.
Celeb or Pleb time, my friends. If you haven't heard this, basically, producer Jackson lines up a completely anonymous person. We ask them a couple of questions, trying to figure out whether they are, in fact, a celebrity, could be A, B, even C, Z-grade celebrity, or just a regular person, a.k.a. pleb.
It was so interesting last week, Shannon Knoll was on the phone. He had no chance, though, of fooling us. He has one of the most recognisable voices in the country. They're on the phone right now. Should we meet them?
I think we should.
Good morning, Anonymous. How are you?
Good morning.
Hi.
Very well.
How you doing?
Can't
complain.
No, they're in paradise.
Nice.
Okay. Yeah.
There's a clue right there without even asking one question.
Are you in Sydney at the moment?
I'm in Sydney, indeed.
Nice. Nice weather.
Gorgeous weather, but apparently it's going to be stormy this afternoon.
Bugger. All right.
Not good for the hair.
Putting a dampener on Sydney-based plans.
Lots of hints in there as well. Nicely done hair. All right, question number one. Let's do it.
All right. Do you own a car with leather seats?
I mean, cars, plural. And who does cloth?
Oh. Well then, okay.
Okay.
All right, Crevo.
This could be, though, just like a Merriweather mum.
Totally.
Merriweather Heights.
Yeah, absolutely.
They all have Range Rovers
in Sydney.
Well, yeah. Oh, true. You know, the equivalent, whatever that is, DIY or something. Okay, question two. Have you ever utilised valet parking at Westfield?
I actually don't even really know how to get to the normal person's parking. So the answer is yes. But the big problem for me at the moment is it used to be free with a Black American Express. Now you have to pay.
How absurd is that?
Totally ridiculous.
They're not looking out for their regulars, are they?
They're ripping you off.
Absolutely not.
Left, right, and centre.
I'm trying to keep the economy afloat.
All right, another question. Where did you go on holiday last?
A super yacht in the Med.
Look, I don't even know if we need to go to the final question, but have you ever hired a private chef?
When Uber Eats is not available, absolutely.
Well, look, with all of those answers, anonymous, I mean, I'd be shocked if you were a pleb.
Could be a pleb who won lottery.
Yeah, or just you could be a regular person who's loaded and balling.
I'm going celeb. What are you locking in?
I'm going to have a guess at the name.
Yeah.
Because it's 2 points, isn't it?
Yeah.
If you get the name. Okay. I think it's Roxy Jasenko.
Really?
Yep.
Is it Roxy
Am
Jasenko?
Am I supposed to respond at this point?
Yeah, you can. Is it you?
You got it.
Hey, Roxy.
Welcome to the show. You have such a recognizable voice in a good way.
Oh, I was just about to say, it's early in the morning for me. Is this a transvestite-style voice that I've had that's so recognisable?
You must have had at least one coffee.
No, I haven't even had one coffee. I've had 1 hour of sleep, guys.
That's typical for you, though, isn't it, with everything you do?
As I say, when I welcomed you and I said, welcome to another morning in paradise.
Yes.
And banging one's head against the desk.
Oh, Roxy, I love your answers, by the way. Just so great.
I'm sure if my mum was listening now, she would be cringing saying, Roxy, you're such a wanker.
Oh, my God.
The truth is the truth.
No, hey, look, I was going to say a wanker that a lot of people want to be.
Oh, well, you
there
know.
There you go.
I'm really available for swapping because it may look glamorous, but let me tell you, it's smoke and mirrors.
Roxy, what's going on with you at the moment?
What are you up to?
Oh, look, you know, business is slowly starting to pick back up, thank God. I'm sick of that C word, as I'm sure everyone else is. And excitingly, we've just launched a candle brand into Maya called XRJ.
Oh, beautiful.
And actually, one of the stores is in Newcastle, so the Maya in Newcastle is stocking the brand. So I have to visit soon.
Oh, this is so good. So producer Jackson has just sent through the link. These candles are beautiful. Are you designing them yourself?
Yes. So, look, I feel really awkward when I say, oh, I'm making candles. But they're actually not candles per se. So it's all about sculptural pieces for the home. Because, you know, we've spent so much time at home over the last 2 years, me included. It's all about, like, how you layer your coffee table or your sideboard or your bedside table. So I created a piece for people who can't necessarily afford, you know, an extravagant piece of sculpture that can have something that is a candle, but it's also aesthetically pleasing.
See, I'm looking at these now, and the Harlow candle I've fallen in love with. It's beautiful.
Oh, thank you. You know I pour them.
You pour them yourself?
On the side.
Oh,
yeah,
wow.
Like a real weirdo.
Nick, you're hands-on.
Because I don't have much to do.
Well, that's why you only sleep 1 hour a night, isn't it?
Too busy pouring candles, Roxy.
Oh, don't even. You know, like, talk about not able to delegate.
I am the queen of non-delegation.
But these are beautiful.
You know, wow. These, I will point out as well, Roxy, for just your everyday kind of person, these are very well priced.
Yeah.
Oh, thank you.
No, like, there are more expensive candles. Like, if you after a nice candle.
For me, I wanted to do something that was Australian made. So many of us have, you know, relied so heavily on stuff from abroad, etc., because of price. And it is purely price-driven. Why we shop from brands that, you know, make overseas. And I thought, you know, we've got to give back to the community. So it's all about, you know, buying local.
Yeah, wax. Yeah, for sure.
The boxes are done here. Everything's done here. And RJ pours them in downtown Alexandria.
There you go.
Nice.
If you want a bit of luxe in your house, go pick up one of these from Meyer. Beautiful.
In Newcastle. Are these in store now or are they coming?
They sure are. They just hit. So it's timely I should speak to you.
Oh, very good. What an incredible coincidence.
Yeah, how bad. Do you think she's in PR?
Who would have ever thought?
Hey, Roxy, thanks for coming on. And these candles look so beautiful. Thanks,
good
Roxy.
Good luck with everything.
Have a good one.
Guys. Have a great rest of the week.
You too. Have a rest. 5 minutes.
The lace.
Nap under the desk.
These candles are very
nice.
I'm
going
to get one for my new place.
You know what? Maybe, you know, when I'm payday, that'll be a housewarming gift for you.
Yeah, xrjcelebrations.com.au. The brand new Roxy Jacenko range.
Actually, I know what I'm getting
you now. Decorative candles.
I'm going to get you the COVID me candle.
The COVID me candle. I love that.
Oh, that is perfect.
Good job on that, Jackson. How good... You and Roxy would get along like a house on fire.
We were just talking off of air, and I thought, you know what? We could be friends. We could be such good friends. Rolling up to
everybody.
I could help her find the VIP park, and we could be lost in Westfield together.
You two hitting up Gucci? My God.
Throwing black Amexes at people.
Always. What's the goss up next?
I'm going to tell you about... Do you know the actress Natasha Lyonne? She was in Orange is the New Black, also to Russian Doll. She's opened up about the interesting reason she left her... boyfriend of 8 years because of the COVID lockdown. But I'll tell you what, it's fascinating. Also, too, I'm going to let you know how well the Kardashians have done with their new show.
Okay. The Novos.
Kim, would you stop taking pictures of yourself? Your sister's going to jail.
The Novos.
I got to testify.
All the latest goss from Hollywood and around the world.
But it's not meant for everybody.
Miley, what's good?
That's why you use auto-tune and I don't.
This is The Novos.
I'm really happy for you. I'll let you finish.
What's
Yeah, Jackson is here. And, of course, you've got the figures on the new Kardashian series. Is it a success or is it a flop?
Of course it's a success. Like, of course it is. I'm actually surprised, though. They're saying it's the most streamed, debut for a show worldwide.
I've heard people say it's basically just keeping up with the Kardashians rebranded.
Yeah, it's just got another name.
Have you watched it, Jackson?
Not yet. I haven't seen it yet. I haven't had time to sit down and watch it. So many people have messaged me. I feel like that's the essence of who I am. Everyone's like, what are your thoughts? I don't have any because I've got a life at the moment. But look, come the weekend, I'll tell you. Yeah, but the number one show streamed around.
How many episodes have they dropped? Just one?
So far, it's the one. So they're doing it weekly.
Okay. I look forward to hearing your report on
I want a review on my desk Monday morning.
It does look great. Like, it looks glamorous and there's a lot of drama. It's right up my alley, really. I don't know why I ever dissed it.
Why you ever
doubted
it.
Such an idiot. Anyway.
Live and learn.
Natasha Lyonne, she might not be the first person that comes to mind. You might not know who she is. She's in Orange is the New Black. She's got that show Russian Doll. But I bring her to the table because she's revealed that she's broken up with her boyfriend, Fred Armisen, of 8 years. Now, do you want to take a guess as to what would split an eight-year relationship up?
Too much back hair.
Too much back hair.
Yeah.
Okay, no.
Maybe she didn't Amber Heard and pooed the bed.
Maybe.
Did she poo the bed?
No, they say we love each other very much. The most that two people could ever, but he didn't want a swimming pool and I wanted a swimming pool. So they broke up because they had differences of opinion and spending money on a swimming pool.
She was over the relationship and this is the straw that broke the camel's back.
She was asked by the reporter if this is true. She said, no, genuinely, I wanted to do laps for exercise, didn't want to go out where the paparazzi, he wasn't into getting a pool. So they split after 8 years because of a pool. There's underlying issues here. Of course, right?
Are you sure this isn't some irreverent joke?
No, it's genuine. She said, look, during COVID, it might, during COVID, it really amplified just how, she needed to get out and do exercise. The fact that he didn't want to get a pool for her mental health was so disrespectful that she had to leave.
This is just insane. Like, isn't she worth a couple of bucks, like, with what she does? I'm just looking at her net worth.
Is this a plot from Seinfeld?
At least $5 million. Surely they could just, if say it's a space thing, right? He wants a bit of backyard and the pool take up
they
the whole thing.
They can afford a big plot of land
next door. Like, how hard is it? Knock on the door and just be like, hey, can I buy your house or some of it? I need to put a pool in.
And if it's a maintenance thing, they can get a pool cleaner. But maybe that was the issue. Maybe he was threatened by the hot pool cleaner. Do you know what? If I did get a pool cleaner, they'd be like 80 years old.
Huh? Is it not a plot from Seinfeld?
It feels
Jerry
like
just
it.
Broke up with his girlfriend because he wanted a pool and she didn't.
And they live in an apartment, so how would it work?
Rooftop pool, my friend. Rooftop pool. It's actually a plot from Seinfeld. That's the way to God.
There you
go. I find this absolutely absurd.
That's because it's fake. There's got to be something else behind it.
Someone's done something, right? Yeah. And they're just trying to be humble. In they say it's very amicable, though, and they hang out. They get photographed hanging out still.
You know what? You give it a couple of weeks, he'll be on Grindr, then we'll know why they broke up.
Oh, wow. Well, now, there's a theory.
Speaking from a place of experience.
Absolutely not.
See, maybe not on Grindr, otherwise he would have got the pool for the pool boy.
That's true.
We should get a pool immediately.
Obviously, my investigative work is shot. That just blew that out of the water.
Maybe he's on Bumble.
Plenty of fish, perhaps.
Plenty of fish, maybe.
Plop. Plenty of fish out there.
Don't get fish in pools. The Novos. To wake you up.
New FM, the Novos. Across the Hunter in Newcastle. And the mics are on.
Hey, we are doing Newcastle's On the Block of ad-free music after 9 a.m. with Jackson.
Yeah, we are. A bit of naked and better days.
Naked.
Yeah.
It's naked.
Naked.
I hear many people saying many different things, and it puts me in many different...
And you will continue to hear many different things.
What's that other... The other band, the Maneskin.
Maneskin. Yeah. And don't ring radio announcers and yell at them for making mistakes. We're all human, all right? Art Niall.
Oh, my favourite one here.
You can ring Meg and complain about her loving him, though.
Absolutely. You know what? You don't like him? More for me.
Niall's my favourite, said no one ever.
More for me.
B.O.B. and Hayley Williams
as well. Whatever happened to B.O.B.? Like...
He had to G2G.
BRB?
He had to catch an aeroplane somewhere.
Yeah, Hayley Williams as well.
Good song, though.
Yeah, good song.
I love Hayley Williams.
I love the part two of this is with Eminem on it.
Oh,
well.
Really?
Yeah.
What does Eminem have to attach himself to everything?
I think they probably phoned him, to be honest.
No, Eminem's riding the clout
wagon.
Well,
when this came out, Eminem wasn't really doing a lot. So I think he just needed to keep his name out there. And now, like, 2 billion streams last year on Spotify. My God.
Do you know what? Fascinating. He took actually the last 5 years off to grow a beard.
It took him 5 years, didn't it? I don't mind. I'm not feeling Eminem with the beard.
Really?
No.
Not feeling Eminem much.
Yeah, he's very angry. Calm down, bro.
Cute, though.
You like it?
Without the beard, yeah.
He's so little and white. It's just so fantastic.
Hey, speaking of beards.
Thank you, Jackson.
And hair on men, this is what we're talking about next, because French President Emmanuel Macron.
Macron?
Which is how I assume it's pronounced.
Are you talking about the things on your charcuterie board there? Or?
Exactly. Look, the French president. He's
a variety of cheese.
New photo.
Macron?
There's a new photo of him. And you brought this up yesterday, actually, Maddie.
Yeah.
Because you're right into this. He's got quite a lot, and I say that quite a lot, of chest hair. Not just a little tuft poking out of his top button. No. It's a mini forest going on in there.
So there's an election going over, on in France at the moment.
Mm.
And he's done, like, a glamorous sort of Women's Weekly style photo shoot. And he's there sitting on a couch,
lounging on a couch, might I say.
With his white button-up shirt, but all the buttons are undone, maybe, like, to halfway. And this chest hair is just so manly and masculine and prominent and thick.
It's very thick. You can't,
it's a jungle in there.
You can't. It's so.
You could
thick.
like put your hands through it.
Yeah, you could run it through
run it
like
through
a
your
comb.
Fingers, yeah,
there's you can't see any skin. Mm. That's how thick the hair is.
He can get away with it though. He's a very powerful man.
Mm. He said you just, found him quite hot.
Look, you know, he's a French president. Would you
okay, if he wasn't the French president and he was rocking that kind of chest hair, yes or no?
Just if he was just Ryan from Maitland.
You saw him on the beach at Nobby's?
I'm not going to lie, I'd probably not go there.
There you go.
But
it's the power
like, no, but it goes hand in hand with the position. I'm into the chest hair on him.
Okay.
Are you into chest hair?
No. Don't like. Like, little tiny bit, yeah, but... If you've got anything that I can grab, no.
You shouldn't be able to grab it like a handful of grass.
I shouldn't be able to grab it like I'm grabbing the top of someone's head. No.
Okay.
Can you pull your shirt up, Crevel, down?
Yeah. I got a little bit, but it's not wild.
That's a good amount. Too much.
Me too much.
Maybe because it's too... No, actually, correction. Maybe because it's too dark. I don't
know. So you've got to have less.
I know. If you've got dark chest hair... You got to have a little bit less. Lighter chest hair, a little bit more is okay.
Mine's just
I'm being
sort
really
of
picky right now, aren't I?
Yeah.
You've really broken me down in the last week when you laughed at me when you made me
laugh.
Show you
I
my appendage
you.
Photo.
I did not laugh at you.
And now you're laughing at my chest
I'm
hair
not laughing
and saying
at
it's
your
not
chest
adequate.
Hair.
No wonder I have confidence issues.
You don't care what women think about you
no,
anyway.
I don't, at all.
Okay, this is what we're doing next. 13:10:09.
It's hot. I'm putting it out there.
Chest hair, not hot or not. Are you team Maddie and you reckon it's sexy having a good tuft?
Something to grab onto.
Tufts of chest hair? Or do you think, Meg, it's not hot?
Nah, get the wax out, mate.
Clean shaven
clean
that
shaven.
Thing.
Clean shaven.
And we're talking chest hair, hot or not. Hot.
Absolutely not.
Okay, this is the divide. Straight down the centre, Maddie says he absolutely loves it. Wants to grab it. Just in his hands and
wants to run it through
on.
His fingers.
You said that, I didn't say that.
Well, you were talking about how you like it nice and thick, and if you like Emmanuel Macron's.
You'd like Maddie's actually quite
it's
substantial.
It's not, mine is fine.
Substantial? Substantial.
French President Emmanuel Macron's chest hair looks like you could braid it and then use the braidings to make strong rope for the Navy.
It looks like he's got a curly puppy on his chest.
You could collect the chest hair, Creever, and I know you're a big seller of rugs.
Yeah.
You could make a rug out of it.
Make a hand-knotted...
Sell it at Crevo's Hamilton North.
Why not?
Clyde Street.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not saying you can get that there, but you can definitely get a real Persian rug there at a great price.
You either love or hate chest hair. Jackson, where do you sit?
It's got to be the right amount, like not too much. Like you pass that threshold with me and I'm done with it. Like old man chest hair. you know the ones you see sitting in the hotel spas? Gross.
That's, yeah.
Like, oh, you know, you see the guy at the pub with the singlet on and it's poking out the top of the singlet.
I don't like a boy that like shaves their chest.
Not into that.
No. Grow up.
Do you ever shave yours,
You seem so
Maddie?
Self-confident right now. All you've done, Maddie, is play with your chest hair for the last 10 minutes.
I'm looking at it.
He loves it.
No, I... Screw you, man. Look at the blokes you go with.
Do they have chest hair? Very rarely.
Very rarely.
Bloody emos.
Shut up.
No, emos never have hair on their body.
And this is why I like my emos. Let's go to the phones. Hey, Josh, how are you?
Oh.
Good, thanks.
All right, chest hair, yay or nay?
No gooder.
So you don't have any?
Horrible. Naturally, though.
Okay, so what's your manscaping routine when it comes to the chest hair?
I don't touch it. It's there's next to no hair there.
Wow.
Really?
There you go.
Ooh. So are you a straight man, Josh?
Oh, yes.
Oh, so I find that interesting that, like, straight men are judging other straight men on their chest hair.
That's all right.
My main reason for calling up is I just wanted to say... Happy birthday to Trevor.
Oh, thank you.
Happy birthday to you.
You want to finish?
No,
Josh.
That's enough.
That's it.
Well done.
Well, thank you. That's very kind, man.
Oh,
I love how we waited on this particular topic just to wish you a happy birthday. That's real. That's dedication to the happy birthday.
And to tell us how little chest hair he has.
Yes.
Yay.
What a delightful combination.
Hashtag blessed. Thank you, Josh.
Thanks for calling.
Let's go to Nicole. Hey.
Hey,
Hello, how are you going?
Good, Nicole. All right, hit us. Cherry chess, hot or not?
Oh, I think I just, like, little vomited in my mouth when you were talking about how great it is. It's disgusting. Yeah.
Would you knock back a guy if he had, a obscene amount of chest hair?
I would knock him back if he had, like, 3 pieces of chest hair on his chest.
Oh, well, you're really hard to please, aren't you, Nicole? Are you single?
It's not hard to please. It's a razor and a bit of wax. It's easy to...
gross. I really love John Bon Jovi, but I only do headshots because I can't see.
So, funnily enough, he got his chest waxed for a movie years ago, and he said, "I'll never do it again." It was the most excruciating pain he had ever felt.
Yeah, but it's the best he's ever looked. So,
yeah,
exactly.
Nicole, do you own that movie?
Do I what?
Do you have that movie on DVD?
Oh, probably. I'm too busy looking at his face to look at his.
He's a good-looking man.
He's very good looking.
Mm.
How old are you, Nicole, if you don't mind me asking?
I'm 46.
John Bon Jovi's 60. Nearly 60.
No,
yeah.
He's 60. 60. Is it the big 60?
Yeah, I know, but holy cow.
I can understand it. I was a big fan of Bon Jovi.
Don't you find it, though, a little bit emasculating if your man's there shaving his little chest hairs off?
Absolutely not.
The little razor.
No. If he's making himself look good,
any little
absolutely not.
Little shaving cuts, Nicole will be like,
you've done it.
Nicole.
Okay.
I'll kiss it better.
Random question, though.
Of course, I've shaved my chest before.
Crevo. No. Really? No.
Of course not.
Okay.
I just gave up on myself a long time ago. I used to care.
Let's go to Holly. How are you?
Holly. No, Holly's gone. We did
maybe
put
we
this on.
Holly.
We did put this on Facebook.
We did,
and there was actually a very, very big reaction.
It was
to
close
this.
Call too, actually.
Surprisingly, a lot of people don't mind the old Flocati rug.
Well,
Flocati.
That's a bit much. So, the noes were 171 votes.
Okay.
To the yeses, 133.
Okay.
So. Look, it's maybe a 60-40 split in favour of no chest hair.
Pretty closer than I thought, though.
One comment, though, that I have to get behind is, bit of hair, yes, built-in carpet, no.
Like I said, the Flocati rug.
Let me tell you right now, I will take a hairy chest over a hairy back any day.
Yeah.
Like, if your man has a hairy back and, you know, when you pat him on the back, and it's like a bouncy ball bouncing off the bat. You've got to get rid of that.
It shouldn't feel like you've pushed your hand into one of those big teddy bears.
The chest is okay.
Yeah.
The chest is okay.
Yeah.
Have you put some Sir Walter Buffalo on your back?
13.
Just rolled it out? What have you done that for?
Up next on the show, back hair, hold or not. Joke.
Actually, how about we do birthday lotto?
Oh,
give away
idea.
Some cash. Primo's birthday. Give away some money. $425 for someone who is born in what month?
All right, just spun the wheel and it's come up as January.
January. If you're born in January and you want to play 13, 10, and 9, well, you're doing it next.
And we've got a $50 voucher for Bunnings to get some lawn fertilizer for your buffalo for the right winner today.
We don't.
The Novos.
Wow. Are you serious? I wish.
It's Newcastle's easiest way to win cash. I wish. And all you need is a birthday.
Thank you so much.
The Novos. Birthday. Lotto.
Now, on a regular day, Maddie would spin the birthday balls and then I would grab something out to hopefully award someone with $425. But today, we're going to let Crevo do it.
Yeah, it's my birthday. I always wanted to, you know, touch on the balls a bit more.
I know.
And I never get to.
Look, you always leave
fair.
It up to me for some unknown reason.
Well,
because
you're the expert.
That could be argued, but I'm not going to argue with that at all. Today, it's your day, though. It's your birthday.
Thank you.
It's up to you. So who are we going to?
Oh, let's meet our contestant, shall we?
It is Andrew from Raymond Terrace. He's a scaffolder, has a partner and 3 kids. Give him a pizza and he's a happy man. Cannot stand shitty drivers and says his life is just work, work, work and kids, kids, kids.
You keep him busy there, Andrew.
Andrew, good morning.
Good morning, guys.
Hey, man.
Good morning.
Oh, dude, you need a holiday, boys' holiday or something,
yeah.
I think.
Load up on the pizzas, camping trip, something like that.
Sounds great.
Sounds great.
Would your miso allow you to go on a trip without the family?
Yeah, she's a good girl.
Yeah, she'd be stoked.
Finally, so he's getting out of the house.
Finally,
bye-bye.
We can eat something other than pizza.
Well, hopefully, so we can get you $425 worth of pizza, Crevo.
Okay, I'm reaching in, grabbing.
What are you grabbing?
These balls are so slippery.
They're very slippery. They're always slippery.
16th of January.
Nah.
All right, Maddie, do you want to have another guess? You got it right on the guess last time.
Oh yeah.
All right.
23rd.
Certainly is.
No, it's not.
Yeah, it is.
No, you're just saying that.
No, 23rd of January, 1984.
Oh. Jeez, Maddie.
I need to buy some a lotto ticket.
Yeah, you do.
Thanks, Andrew.
That's why you...
Oh, my God.
What the hell is with that? I'm buying a lot. Is it lotto today? Lotto
yes,
day?
Yes, Thursday. It's
Thursday
Powerball.
Thursday lotto. Let's
pick
see.
Pick some numbers.
Oh, God,
maybe
Maddie.
I'm not moving to Sydney after I win the lotto
maybe
tomorrow.
You're going
maybe I'm moving
to Mykonos.
Oh, dear. There
that's
you go.
Incredible. I actually have goosebumps. That's incredible.
You've got to get a lotto ticket.
Jackson, good
you're
morning.
You're mad if
good
you morning. Don't.
All right, think of a number between 1 and 20, and I'm going to pick it.
Mm-hmm. I think you can do this because I think we're in sync.
We've played this game before.
I just had 23 in my mind as well.
Did you really?
Ah. I really did.
Oh, don't right. it. Don't tempt fate.
Let me connect.
Wait, between 1 and what?
Let me connect. 1 and 20, think okay. of a number. You ready?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I'm just thinking. I'm going to say number... 13?
No.
Oh.
Told
17.
You to, told you not to tempt fate.
No. Yeah,
close.
Oh, well, still. Yeah, we'll get some people's birthdays, though.
105
completely different ballpark.
Commercial free zone next.
Between 1 and 30. Bit harder.
Bit of super high.
Oh, yes.
Nika.
Following the sun. Maybe not, Maddie, after his winning streak score.
No. He will be following
the sun. Ask for you,
he's not man. Going nowhere.
At Tones and I and cloudy day in there. What about this?
Oh, yes.
An S Club 7.
Yes.
And that's a song.
Good time.
Are you Debbie Downering S Club 7?
It's a great song.
I would
well,
never.
S Club 7 at this point is still S Club.
S Club 3 at the moment. Isn't
at the moment. Oh. I think when this came out, they were just S Club.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Jackson. Mm. Real quick, one more time.
Okay.
Between 1 and 20.
Why mm-hmm. do you do this to yourself?
I'm connecting to you now. Number 9.
Oh, my God, that's actually correct. I'm not even legit. Kidding with you. Number 9 I had in my mind.
Let's leave
he's
it there.
Back. He's back.
Wowzy. 904. See you tomorrow.
Bye. Bye.